Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
Just a man.
God got the nerve to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born without silver spoons. I broke it down, see beats of cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, baby, can't shame. Perhaps it's just a fantasy. A life where we don't need no welfare, share with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my own grind. Cause I didn't wanna be a burden. Watch my mom open up for all to her. And I ain't worried about a damn thing. She still loves me. In this game, those things change. The future's still inside of me. You must remember that tomorrow comes after dark. So you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love. The lessons in your eyes to see. Those things change. The future's still inside of me. You must remember that tomorrow comes after dark. You will always be in my heart. With unconditional love. Just got the message you've been calling on.
and crown. I said I was a boss, nobody made a sound. Really had to see them things, this level storytelling. Who else could flip a chorus in the 40 million? Out in cons with Leonardo DiCaprio. While out on bond, pray I go to trial rapido. 8 felonies telling me, wanna give me life. Every time I bust, really, I gotta do it twice. Ricky Ronaldo, really, when I'm in Portugal. I pull a yacht out this weekend, I'm fucking so-and-so. Camera slash, paparazzi laying in the grass. Tom Brady, my new neighbor, you can tell him that.
I think she likes it. She likes it. I know a nigga don't like it. We ain't with your bitches right now, yeah, I might be. Some of the niggas right now, yeah, we might be. Might hit it from the back, let it ride me. Girl, you never meet another nigga like me. Girl, you never meet another man like me.
I'm sex to women, I don't fish your ass. I gas up and let her lick me down. I may name my daughter Hermes. Get my jeweler to decorate the new bird's nest. 20 million up at Merrill Lynch. I met his chick, he haven't seen her since. Through the city, I'm still floating like a magic carpet. She stopped me for a selfie, I just want the knowledge. Expressing what you think is in your kids to college. I'll be a Geechee nigga just to keep the Bentley polished. Do it for the dinner party, fuck a Ben Carson. Empowering it, you made a dog. Only one that's smoking up in Goldman Sachs. But I'm the only one that's rolling like a quarterback. And I never put it in my government. Cause I never put on for the government.
I think she likes it. Oh, I think she likes it. I know a nigga don't like it. With your bitches right now, yeah, I might be. With your bitches right now, yeah, we might be.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Hey, him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio, what's happening? It's Hawk Davies. Yeah. Up in this motherfucker. I got the Unfable in the building. We got Buddha Ali in the building. We got Sweet Pea in the building. And, of course, Mr. Everywhere is in the building tonight. What's going on, folks?
What's up, what's up?
What's up, Doc?
What's the word,
Doc? Afternoon. Man, just trying to hang in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? See if we can get another one behind us, you know?
You feeling better? Forward.
Oh, yeah, I'm hanging. I'm hanging.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I'm hanging now, bro.
Good to
hear.
I'm right there. Your electricity and everything is gone, too. I was kind of worried about that.
Yeah. I see you holding on. Oh, I hope that it's so dark, so light.
They say it's 100,000 people without no power this morning. I did so. I was like, man, I hope the country
really?
Is going to be. Yeah, Katie Mills got told this shit up. That's what I said. See that? They keep on trying to move further and further out. It's supposed to be a mess to it.
See? You need to move to the country. Country life is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see too many of them tornadoes around here where I'm from.
Yeah.
They're dancing around this motherfucker.
Third night in Compton.
Right.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, they cousin, y'all ain't never had no tornadoes or nothing out there.
Nope, just hell. Snow is hell.
Snow and hell.
No,
I
hell,
never ever pictured
hell.
With pictures. I could never picture cousin being snowed in. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I just thought they were little bikes and hit switches all day.
That's a little hell.
That's crazy.
Here in cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised we get that cold.
It's
up. You don't get that cold here. Not often.
Yeah. I like it when it's cold.
Me too.
I like it when it's cool.
I got
it. 65, you know, even 63, 68, 69, whatever. When we start talking about 40, 40 days and all that, I'm like, nah, I'm going, I don't know how. Especially when the sun goes down. Okay, you know, I'm watching it all.
Yeah.
Yep.
It don't matter how many clothes I put on, how many jackets I still be cold.
It's still cold. You got a little iron or something or what?
Well, yeah, actually I do. Mm-hmm. Be having to wear everybody else because it's so hot out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even now, we're going to be like it's crazy because we in the 80s and the daytime, so everybody's 20-foot and pointing. Then when the sun goes down, a few hours, 2 hours later, it's like 50, 65, 63 degrees outside.
Yep.
It's a different.
Yeah.
I ain't even seeing nobody doing nothing. I was seeing anybody doing any real promotions or anything for themselves. I just been seeing all the artists complaining. Well, I know, you know, Judy is going up, so I know it's possible. But the business between her and everybody else, they just been complaining on Facebook all day long instead of showing content. I'm tired of looking at people whining about nobody supporting me on Facebook. It's like, support you doing what? You ain't posted nothing.
Yeah. I know I'd do it in a minute.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is, so people understand, so you should be able to do work or whatever, but it's a little bit easier to get something going since everything is digital.
Yeah.
People who like you probably ain't even gonna be from here in the beginning. You're paying because you're not asking. You're nobody talking. You were African in the beginning.
Yeah.
I feel like we probably need some of that too. You see, you weren't around back then, but we used to have a lot of them calling in or have to do things for interviews and stuff. So that Afrobeat thing is going crazy. You know, we've been playing that since 2016 for real.
Uh-huh.
It was building the buzz back then, but it wasn't like it is now. And people wasn't just straight up playing it on the radio.
Yeah. Right
on. Yeah, I'm pretty, yeah, you definitely want to talk with that. And but a lot of those guys, they're grown and, you know, they out of college. We have to just be a grown son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of them are really young. That I brought on.
Yeah. Do you
think? I know it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
When you go to college somewhere else and you come here, you still got to go to college with me.
Oh, man, we got some new jams in. Got a couple new jams in today. There's got to be a couple of them cuts up, come back with some more of these live conversations.
Mm-hmm.
We got time to regroup for a minute. We're going to jump into a couple of hits. Turn it on live. You like to join the show with us up. 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. It goes down. And it's everything over here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's get it started with some roll with a G. Let's roll with a G.
If she come around me, she already know. I ain't with the playing no more. Throw the shawty, bust it like a pro. She told me she gon' show me how it goes. Shawty, she bust it, she bust it. She bust it over for me. She
no one's got a discussion. Nah, she wanna roll with a G. Hey, hey. Tell me she bust it, she bust it. She bust it open for me. Hey. She know it's not a discussion. She wanna roll with a G. Hey. Tryna keep her homies with me. A couple niggas wanna roll through. I know the number, I'ma feel me. You wanna roll one, I'ma show you. She wanna roll with the gang. Stuff said she gotta bring a friend to. You ain't messing with a lane. We are not the same. I'm not out of date, you. But you gotta show me you want it. I like when you tell me to eat it up. My diamonds so like the ice. She love the way that I feed it up. If she come around me, she already know. I ain't with the playin' no more. I ain't playin' now. Throw the shawty, bust it like a pro.
Make it shake now.
She told me she gon' show me how it goes.
Okay,
shawty, she bust it, she bust it. She bust it over for me. She know it's not a discussion. She wanna roll with a G. Shawty, she bust it, she bust it. She bust it over for me. She know it's not a discussion. She wanna roll with a G. She wanna roll with a G. She wanna roll with a G. She bustin', she bustin'. She wanna roll with a G. She wanna roll with a G. She wanna roll with a G. She know it's not a discussion. She wanna roll with a G. She gon' show me how it goes. Shawty, she bustin', she bustin'. She bust it over for me. She know it's not a discussion. She wanna roll with a G. Shawty, she bustin', she bustin'. She bust it over for me. She know it's not a discussion. She wanna roll with a G. She wanna roll with a G. She wanna roll with a G. Shawty, she bustin', she bustin'. She wanna roll with a G. She wanna roll with a G. She wanna roll with a G. She know it's not a discussion. She wanna roll with a G.
Won't you be mine? Won't you be? Won't you be mine? Yeah. dwelling. I keep the dope, everything that I'm selling. Stayed out the trap, but I went to the pen. 16 bars, writing G shit again. 2012, it's been 5 years ago. Niggas thought they wouldn't hear me no more. Since I got my big Shaw tricks, said I'm done. I had to power up, cause my Uzi weighs a ton. Keep shit west as I should. I will go gangster like some of y'all wish you could. I'm just starting, I'm not finished. You need help, homie, like a team from Menace. Throw your dub up, took a throw your dub up. I had to go refill my cup, what the fuck is up?
Hungry, you know we gon' get it, we grindin', we get to them hundreds.
Damn.
Time to get back to the I'm talking about buying them houses. I'm flipping them bitches and jets. Trying to get back to the money. Yeah. Load up the whip. Handle them, roll up a script. Call it a gift. Never say if. We about to run in a big bag. Yeah, big bank. I spend a bit in a big tank. Money mining to the end, homie. Certified, yeah, top rank. Yeah, they made us look at y'all to see what we doing. We get back. I'm a king, I'ma stay on top. Better recognize that y'all kiss ass. Step on toes like a first class. Eating rolls from a broke pad. Made a thousand off a notepad. I could never be a broke dad. You probably learned something from a G. A lot of niggas, they be lost sleep. Be quiet, know when to speak. I spend money, can't be cheap. I came up LLC. I'm from uptown, can't be weak. You probably see me smoking on reef. I gotta bring it back to the street.
Time to get back to the money.
Ain't got no time for stunting. My people was hungry, you know we gon' get it. We grindin', we get to the money. Time to get back to the money. You know I'ma run it. And I give a fuck when they stand with their thoughts. Them niggas, they know that I'm coming. Time to get back to the money. If it don't concern the check, no worry about calling my phone. I'm on, you know I be the connect. Time to get back to the money. My nigga, we flippin' the check. I'm talking about buying them houses. I'm flippin' them bitches and jets. Time to get back to the money.
Could I be the one you love?
Should I be the one you love? I say yes and I say no. When you ain't solid, I turn cold and I start questioning that love. Should I be the one you love? I say yes and I say no. When you ain't solid, I turn cold and I start questioning love. Be right, but going left. The past troubles alone. These beasts, they break the mold. These solo beasts, they break up. Could it be that I don't know? Overthinking makes me judge ya. Then I switch up like the weather. They break up. Could it be that I don't know? Overthinking makes me judge ya. Then I switch up weather. When it rings, I battle. When the sun's out, tell it. Strain was in my playlist. Hit rewind, cause this my favorite. Deja vu occurring daily. On flights that make me wanna come all night until the sun is up. This my favorite. Deja vu occurring daily. On flights that make me wanna come all night and turn it. Take off like a hit and run. My table's take no package lunch. Take off like a hit and run. My table's take no package lunch. Make sure you buckle up. It ain't no speed limit when going. Double cup, let's pour it up. Just fill it up, then double up. I'm headed to the top and got the heart of a true hustler. Gotta pimp the pen so I can focus. Bouncing. Ghetto dreams with solo. Everything is personal.
Should I be the one you love?
Ghetto dreams with solo.
Ghetto
dreams with solo beats and everything is personal.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh, yeah, we back up in this thing, man. It's going down one more motherfucking game, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna keep this bitch percolating, keep it popping. No, I'm stopping. You heard me? Yeah. Mr. Israel, Buddha Lee, Sweet Pea, and the Unfadable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Make it some microphones on.
I pulled one out of your playbook. It had to take me a little 5-minute power now while y'all playing a little music. I heard that. truly screwed and chopped, but I was taking me a power nap about 5 minutes. I tried to sleep. We had tornadoes down here today, so I couldn't sleep waiting on the weather and shit.
Oh, yeah? How far was it here from hell?
I won't know until I look on this news, 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, they were spawning across the United States.
I know. I'm trying to tell you that it was going to happen somewhere because it looked like that all day here, but it was never forecasting it. And even after it rained and it was done, it still looked like that. And they said that was a thunderstorm. All of that tearing up the mall and all that shit and people homes and stuff. The thunderstorms don't usually do that. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was a thunderstorm somewhere, and this was a hell of a vacuum.
Well, they knew that was going to be at the
hurricane. That was going to be a hurricane because I heard the wind start whistling. So I was like, oh, shit, there's some scary movie thing going on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, what y'all got planned? What y'all got coming up or anything?
On what day?
Hmm?
And she said, what you got planned coming up? I'm trying to see what you got, who you got scheduled. You got anybody scheduled here? Alone?
What I got scheduled?
Do you got a schedule or do you have
got
anybody
scheduled? No.
Yeah.
I told you that.
Well, I do some soul searching tonight. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I get you.
Yo, I got something to ask on real quick.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me now? Yeah, go ahead, Fadable. And then we go with Buddha, Fader and Buddha.
Have you, man, I was just checking y'all canine out. Definitely gonna put y'all on the zone. Any new videos y'all got, man, need to send me them too, man, but it's an honor and pleasure watching with y'all, man. I just said went in deep, Mr. Everywhere, heavy love, send me y'all stuff, the canine sent me the stuff. And I went in deep, man. Y'all, man, y'all the missing pieces to the West Coast that ain't been seen yet. So y'all in there with them. But it's y'all time to shine. They ought to have y'all on the next go around. Snoop and Dr. Dre and them, I'll reach out to y'all and bring y'all in on the OGs. It's an OG lineup now coming out the West. There's some young guns, too. I just seen some young guns on video boombox. It's some Latino. There's some brothers down there. They got some new jams coming out the West Coast, man. But shouts out to y'all, man. The Inflatable, K9, King Scratch, everybody on the West Coast, man. Hey.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks.
Salute. Shouts out. Yeah. Shouts out. Salutes, man. Big ups. Big props.
That's why I stay on him about going to shoot that new video. I stay on him all the time. Every time I get on the phone with him, I say, go shoot that video. You got to put it in their face. Just like a stripper, she going to put it in your face. Make them spend that money.
Yes.
You got to go put it in their face.
Yeah, the new shit going to hit hard, man, because I be watching your boy, Sugar Free. You know, he dropped something new. He dropped something new damn near. And he's still going all the way back. You know what I'm saying? So I know that's fam too. So, you know, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I salute y'all, man. Like everywhere I say, man, when y'all drop that new stuff, it's gonna take the West by storm. It's gonna be that. You know, we had the grand finale in the final lap. This gonna be the restart. This gonna be the remark. The mark. Get set. This gonna be it right here. This gonna be the restart for the West.
Well, appreciate that.
Yeah, keep putting Scotty D in the video. Keep all the OGs in the video that they didn't put in there. It's gonna connect. It's all gonna connect.
Yes, sir. If you want, I got dunfade.com, my website, and see the rest of my videos and all the ones I'm into and the music.
Right, yeah. They're sending a lot of y'all stuff. Heavy Love and Mr. Elway is sending a lot of stuff. So I did research on everything. And also, let me give a shout out to the ladies, Sweet Pea, Trulia, Foxy, all the females have been calling in, supporting the thing. I like that Trulia mix with my man, DJ Red down there, School Up, SUC, man. And shout out, I got to tell y'all, some Petty hit me up today. He got a radio station at the college. He'll be airing next Wednesday. That's the Dallas Junior College radio station. But he got a couple hours on there. He gonna be plugging up with us and getting some interviews and stuff. So he just called me today and scheduled me in. So shout out to Confetti, the Real Souls, are also affiliated with True West. Yeah, so it's an amazing thing going. The network is strong. You see all the other people sort of like fading off, and we the new world order. All we gotta do is come up out the surface and stay on surface. You know what I'm saying? Still be below street level, but run that scope through the underground to the surface.
Clear. I hear you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sure.
What'd you say, Sweet Pea?
Oh, I was going to ask him what question was he trying to ask y'all.
Oh, I was just gonna ask y'all what y'all think about the people who say the Earth is flat. Have y'all been following that?
Well, you know. Go ahead. I'm gonna let somebody go.
Nobody heard of that?
Well,
I heard the flat Earth people. I mean, if you look at a map. You know, I've been in the Masonic thing, and I'm also in the Nation and all that. So I've seen all kinds of maps from the old to the new maps.
Mm-hmm.
But Phil Valentine made it clear, even though we still on a planet Earth is a spaceship. That's why we seeing other spaceships pass through, calling them solar eclipse. But here goes deal. Back to the flat. If you drive straight ahead, no matter where you're going, it's always going to be a straight run. You only see the bend when you turn, but it's still a straight. Even though you make a G5, a G4, a 95, a 180, 265, no matter how far you go on this planet or up in space, it's always a straight across. Mm-hmm. So it's a never ending. So it's going to seem flat. You know, if you've been in an airplane, you see the airplane turn. Sometimes you get so high up in the air, you still don't really see no being in the planet or the globe when you travel. So it's always straight, even because we're on a plane. We're on a physical plane. Outer space is a flat. The ocean is a flat, even though the ocean is in an ocean above our head, which is oxygen, which is water.
Right.
All that's a flat. Those are layers. That's what they call a plane, like an airplane or a plane. That's what we own. But at the same time, what we get the oval is in our eyes. Because the eyes are shaped like eggs. So we're going to see that egg effect in the earth regardless. But it tells you in the Holy Quran and the Bible, different other things, that the earth is shaped like an egg because we are a planet. We're an egg made in an oval form, which gives us the round effect. That's the way I feel. So anybody else, I mean, I've just been researching the last 15 years about that.
So what you think? You think it's flat around?
That's what I'm telling you.
You think it's flat around?
I believe it's oval shaped.
Everybody.
Well, I'm going to let him finish. And then, Trevor, you go.
You think it's round? Who think it's round?
I do.
Let me ask you a question for the people who think it's round. Let me ask you a question. You know how they say Australia and Japan and China is under us, under us.
Yeah.
When we fly from here to down there, do the airplane turn upside down? It would have to. If we go into states and countries on the bottom of the oval, the airplane would have to be upside down at some point if they're going down under us. No or yes?
Well, in reality, the plane is going in that angle, but you just don't know it.
So the plane is going upside down when it's going to China and Australia. You fly straight.
In a flat plane. That's what I'm telling you. I tell you, everything is flat. Everything we do is going to be in a flat plane.
Is it
states and countries underneath us, underneath the oval?
Yeah, the cities in the earth. The cities inside the earth too, bro.
So when you go from the top, it's gonna be flat,
and you got cities on the ground.
Huh?
If it was flat, we wouldn't be able to go on the ground.
What you mean?
If we were on a flat surface, if the earth was flat, we would not be able to go underground. There would be no end to the bottom. We would see already the ground. We'll see the sky below our feet when we dig into the ground. We're on an egg. Everything we see is flat level. Anyway, what they say in the old Masonic, I'm heading east. You are, no matter where you stand, you're going to be heading northeast.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is your tire flat or round?
It's round.
How do you know that?
What you mean how I know? Because it's in a circle.
Okay.
You can see it.
Now, when the earth rotates 24 hours, to see that sun in the exact position in 24 hours, that makes it round or does it make it flat?
Because do the earth spin?
Yeah, the earth spins. If it didn't, you wouldn't see the sun go up or down.
Do we revolve around the sun or do the sun revolve around us?
We revolve around the sun and we rotate at the same time.
How you know we revolve around the sun?
Okay, do you know what it's called?
I'm saying how can you tell the difference between us revolving the sun and the sun revolving us? How can you tell the difference?
Scientists can't even tell. Days in a year.
No, I'm saying scientists can't even tell if we revolve around the sun or the sun revolve around us. So how can you tell?
So you mean the sun's revolving around us in 365 days, or are we revolving around the sun in 365 days?
Right, because when I look at the moon or the sun, it always be at a different place. So to me and other people, the sun and the moon is revolving around us. We're not revolving around it.
Okay, so is the sun revolving around the earth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Aren't the all the planets
the sun bigger than Earth, or is Earth bigger than the sun?
And can what the solar system is, and Pluto goes the least, because it moves the slowest, right?
Is the sun bigger than Earth, or is Earth bigger than the sun?
We're confused now.
Say that one more time.
Anyway, as far as I said, don't all of the planets revolve around the sun? That's why it's the solar system.
Who said that?
Pluto goes the least around the sun because it's the farthest.
Have you seen stars move? Have you seen the stars move?
No.
So you saying a star?
The stars are dead. All the stars are dead. You're seeing the gases from the sun from light years away.
The sun is a star.
Right.
Yep.
The sun is a star.
That's the closest star to the Earth.
Yeah, I'm saying so. So when the stars revolve around us, right? In the sky.
No, we revolve in a circle. We rotate.
How you know that? How you know that?
Stars at different times of the year.
How you know we revolve around the sun? How you know we revolve around the stars and not the stars revolve around us? How can you tell?
Well, most of the stars are dead.
Who told
you
that?
You're seeing the gases from the stars from light years ago.
Yeah, but how you know the stars are dead? People see them in telescopes and put them on YouTube all the time. They say all the stars, they show them, and they're not dead. But they're not planets neither. It's nothing that you could, like, land on. They say the moon is not nothing you can land on. It's, like, it's not solid. It's like what the scientists say.
So where did they take that rover to? If they didn't go to the moon, where did they go to?
They went to a fake place, like they went to the moon, fake moon landing. You think they went to the moon? You think they went to the moon?
They went somewhere.
I don't know if it's the moon
or not. They don't even know what the shit is because they're not calling the weather right anymore. But they went somewhere because a whole bunch of people died trying to do it the first time. But
are you sure?
What I'm trying to say is I believe it because of the way, because of the way they take flight. Depending on where you live, you go to a certain place, you're going to fly one way. And if you live in a certain other place, you're going to fly the other way.
Where did
they go where they were floating around? Where did they go where they defied gravity?
What you mean they were floating around? What you mean?
Where did they go where they were floating around where they defied gravity?
You mean zero gravity? It's a place where you can go on like a ride, and you can go in zero gravity if you go up far enough. If you go higher far enough, you'll be floating. It's called zero gravity.
Far enough where they walk around and float.
Yeah, it's called zero gravity. It's a place like they have a shuttle where it's like zero gravity inside of it. It's not like they're in space floating around.
Okay, but I'm saying, you're saying it's a shuttle. I'm saying that
it's like an airplane shuttle, You can do it yourself. You can go for a ride yourself and experience zero gravity. It's not in space.
Explain to me GPS then. I'm going to break this down to you. Explain to me GPS.
What's your question?
GPS ain't everywhere.
GPS ain't everywhere.
Where's GPS at then?
I'm asking you.
What did GPS say? It said global positioning sensor, right?
Right. But when airplanes go over the ocean, they drop. Because there's no GPS over the ocean. The signal.
Okay, when you see your airplane flying, what does it say on that deal that's spinning around?
Look at longitude and latitude, right? If you go and look at the airplane flight itself.
What is longitude and latitude?
What you mean?
What is longitude and latitude? That's GPS. That's telling you the global coordinates.
Yes, but even if you go to the flights, if you go to Pan Am or any of the flights, when they fly over the oceans, there's no connection. You can see it yourself. They don't have no way to talk to each other over the ocean because there's no GPS. You think it's satellites, thousands of satellites in the sky?
So you said the satellites ain't in the sky.
Have you seen them?
When
have
you look
seen
up
any
in the
satellite?
Sky, you see that little light that you think
have
is
you
bright, shining bright? That one is AT&T, one is HBO, one is Showtime. Them the ones that people think are stars to be floating around the sky. Them are satellites.
Satellites don't have life.
They don't have light.
No.
Who told you that?
The scientists and people they like they don't have light. They don't have lights on satellites. Yeah, and if you think about this, they didn't have to have a satellite to get TV to all across the world, right? Because a TV was out way before satellites was, right? And TV was all around the world. We didn't need no damn satellites then, right?
Let me tell you, you use amplitude modulation, and then you went frequency modulation.
It started off in the 20s, the 1920s. There wasn't no satellites until Sputnik, until the 1960s, but TV was all across the world.
You had FM modulation and AM modulation.
Yeah, but it wasn't no satellites.
Okay, none of them were digital signals.
We didn't need satellites to get TV all across the world. No,
when
I'm saying
came,
we didn't need
doing satellite. Satellite became a digital signal.
We didn't need that.
That's like fiber optics. They went from the digital signal to fiber optics. That's
okay,
why AT&T putting all these new fiber optic lines down to go off of the satellite.
If you could find me a picture of a satellite, if you could find me a picture of a satellite that you're talking about. Because it's none. AT&T don't have their own satellite. It's like they call weather balloons. And they go down all the time. People find them all the time.
I'm going to show you something right quick.
But
I'm going to show you.
Let me tell y'all this. In 2019, it was a guy named Zen Garcia. He put out a challenge to anybody who can prove the Earth is round or spinning or gravity or anything like that. And another guy said, this is it. And he said, no, this is not it. This is what everybody else say. So he sued Zen Garcia. He took him to court. So he had to prove it in court. And he lost. He couldn't prove nothing. The Earth was round or nothing. So he got mad. And right after he lost, he sued him again. And then he lost twice. He lost twice. He couldn't prove it. From science, he couldn't prove it. So he got mad and he sued him three times. And his attorneys said, if you don't have any updated information or something, drop it. So he dropped it. So they lost three times in court. They couldn't prove that the Earth was round or nothing like that.
Do you have a phone that you can go to Google and pull up AT&T Space Mobile?
Yeah. I've done that already.
Okay, Google that and tell me what you see on the picture.
The same thing you see when you look to the moon when they show a picture of the Earth.
Remember last week when 2 weeks ago when AT&T signal dropped down, they had that solar flare and interrupted AT&T signal. Well, how did that happen?
It's not because of no satellites. Go on Google and Google picture of an AT&T satellite. Google
it. You did. Well, I asked you to do it. I'm looking at it right now.
You're looking at an AT&T satellite.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, let me. AT&T satellite.
If not, you wouldn't be talking on this phone. I wouldn't be talking on this phone.
It's not because no satellite. we had telephones. We had satellites, right?
Uh-huh.
We had telephones before we had satellites.
Your telephone was what? Landline, wasn't it?
Yeah, landline, ain't it?
It plugged into the wall, right? It
yeah.
went on a pole all across the country, right? Southern Bell, Pacific Bell.
Yeah, are you saying telephone companies had satellites in the 70s?
Did you not listen? Telephone, we didn't have no wireless in the 70s. You had goddamn everything plugged into the wall.
My father had a cell phone in the 70s because he worked for the government.
He had a cell phone when? 70 what, 9?
70, no, it was earlier than that. Because the people in the government had the big-ass cell phone.
He had a big-ass FM antenna on that goddamn cell phone. It was 960 megahertz. Big-ass antenna looked like the goddamn big-ass antenna on his truck. construction right, so worker they, or contractors.
Right, so you said it had satellites in the, you said it had satellites in the air in 1979?
That wasn't running off a digital signal, that was running off FM modulation. It was like a ham radio.
Right, so AT&T had a satellite in the sky at 1979, that's what you're saying?
I don't know when they put the first satellite in the sky.
Well, they must have had one up there, to be honest.
The first one was called
Budget. Didn't run off no digital signal. Remember, it was analog.
Well,
just like a CD
digital.
Went digital. It's just like a reel-to-reel and then going to a CD. Analog, digital.
So how'd the signal get across in 19 when they had the big cell phones? The first one.
When they had the cell phones, they ran off FM modulation. Just like a ham radio, you can hear in Russia. You can get a ham radio and hear all the way in Russia.
Right, so why don't it still do that?
Because it's a digital signal now. All that stuff is analog.
Why did it have to change?
Digital is clear.
Okay.
You remember analog, you turn your radio, thank you for tuning in. You are tuned in to the... Oh, welcome to the news station, and sit up there, and every time you turn the station, you have to sit up there and tune in. So analog frequency and amplitude modulation is what it was. When it went to digital, they said, oh, now the new digital, we got the new cordless phone. Remember you had the cordless phone, and you could only walk to the kitchen, to the front door, and then it cut off, and then it got to where you can walk across the street, then it got to where you can walk down the street with the 5 gigahertz. It went to the 2.4, the 960. Gigahertz,
yes.
To the 2.4 to the 5 gigs. So now 5 gigs, you walk way down the street and be at your neighbor's house cleaning out the pool and playing dominoes. You got your phone right there until it dies out on the house phone. See, that went to
I'm looking at AT&T satellites now. You think these are real? This is all CGI. I mean, this is all CGI. It's not real pictures.
I mean, your opinion and my opinion is that you say it's CDI, it's CDI.
Well, I'm asking you. These pictures look real to you?
I mean,
you know they don't have no true picture of the Earth, right? All the pictures of the Earth are composites and sketches. It's no real picture of the Earth, period. You know that, right?
Okay.
NASA tell you that they all composites. It's not real. It's all Photoshop. Every picture of the Earth is fake. Even NASA told you that. Even NASA tell you that. So it's no true picture of the Earth from space.
So when Strahan went up there in that space shuttle, that SpaceX the other year. So that when they was looking from up in space at the Earth, that was composite, but it was real time, right?
No, how far were they up?
They just went to the edge of the Earth.
Well, how far did they go up?
To the edge of the Earth. They went to space. Once you leave the edge of the Earth, you're in space.
Huh?
Look it up. Look that video up and tell me what you think. That was all done in real time.
No, I'm talking about how far they go up higher than the airplane.
They went in the space shuttle, the SpaceX by Elon Musk.
And where'd they go? How far up did they go?
They went to space.
Yeah, how
but
far
you
up
said
is space?
There ain't no space, so I don't know.
I didn't say it was no space. I'm asking how far did they go up higher than the airplane?
Yeah, they leave the Earth atmosphere, then that's in space. That's in space.
No, you don't have to go to gravity to get zero space. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can go do it right now. You can take a tour and go and do zero space yourself. It's not in outer space. It's in the sky.
Okay, so where's zero space at in the sky?
It's on the ship that you own. It's like a big ass airplane.
Okay,
it's a big ass airplane they're floating around in.
How is
like
an airplane gonna get that high without jet propulsion?
Huh?
How is a jet gonna get higher than 40,000 feet without jet propulsion?
I think it go 20,000 feet.
What's that, an airplane?
Yeah, it's like a, it's like some kind of airplane. You can put it in yourself. Let me see. Zero
every
G gravity.
20,000 feet, airplane flies above 30,000 feet. So if it's 20,000 feet, the airplane would be
special,
floating through the air, wouldn't it?
It's a special thing they do. Let me see. It's a zero gravity plane. Right here. Right here. It's right here. Zero gravity flight right here. And they're showing you an airplane. Total weightlessness. What happened on my zero gravity flight? You can do it yourself. And it's called onboard the $6,000 a ticket zero gravity plane. I'm looking at it right now on YouTube.
It's the zero G. How it works, and board are specially modified. G-Force 1 weightlessness is achieved by doing aerobatic maneuvers known as parables. That means they're just spinning around in a circle. That's why it was doing that, because they're doing G-Force. It's not because, the attitude level for the horizon at altitude of 24,000 feet, the pilot then begins to pull up, gradually increasing the angle of the aircraft to about 45-degree angle on the horizon, reaching the altitude of 32,000 feet. Doing this pull-up, passengers will feel the pull of 1.8 Gs next to plane is pushed.
So it's kind
of
right.
The zero gravity segment of the parable.
Right. So I said 20,000 feet. They said 24,000, but it's not. They're not in space, though. That's what I'm saying. They're not in space. This is something that you can do yourself, but they're not in space.
Yeah, well, that's because the plane is sitting up there doing maneuvers. That's why it's doing that.
Exactly, but they're not in space.
I believe that it's round, but I believe that it's not as green and blue as they make it look. And first of all, just because, you know, for it to look good. And for two, because they have fucked up so much. You know, they have fucked up putting stuff in the air, putting stuff to rotate, you know, planes back and forth, spaceships. They have done that. So whatever it looks like, it don't look like it now. You know what I'm saying? And wasn't all that blue, like color like that. They didn't have them like looking like that when I was in school. Started doing that a little while ago, and they already told us all the water's messed up, so we know it's not that blue. Okay.
Right, Sweet Pea. Let me ask you a question. If we was to dig straight down, would we hit the top of somebody's head or the bottom of their feet? Are they upside down like Spider-Man relative to us? If he was to dig straight down, are people living like Spider-Man relative to us? Are they upside down?
Let me say this. It sounds good what you're saying. It's sort of like popping everybody's brain cell, but let me bring this to your attention.
Go ahead.
You are right on what you're saying, but at the same time, they did build a telescope. They dug it underground, and you can see, it went all the way to London, England. And
no,
they could look in the telescope, and they were seeing, I don't know if that was in New York.
That never happened.
But the telescope, they could see, like, you can see them over there. You go look, like, them. You know
never.
The telescopes that they got at the beach in Galveston or Long Beach? You know, they got them binoculars. Where you can see the sea ships on the deck.
Oh, man, you open up a can of worms. You open up a can of worms. Okay, so when you go, the scientists
they can see the motherfuckers in, they can see the people in London, England at the Big Ben. And they were looking over there. They were looking at the people over on this side of the world, and they were waving at each other. They communicate through this telescope that's dug through the ground.
How far did they dig?
That's what I think it was. I can't remember I remember seeing this on PBS. It came on after Sesame Street. It was after Reading Rainbow was a black woman. Her dad is from New Orleans, the Neville brothers. The one that got the earring be real swole, with, he looked like an Indian. His daughter was the host of the show. It was on PBS, public broadcasting station. And
you said they
went
dug
all
through
over
the earth?
World. They were traveling, sir.
You said they dug through the earth?
Yeah, they dug a hole. They digging, brother, just like they digging for oil and everything else. If the earth was flat, we've been seen out in space at the bottom of our feet.
How far is the biggest hole?
The earth is 196 million square miles. I think it's 200 million across.
It's like
196.
233,000 miles. But look, the question
I know it's an overstate.
Okay. So when you stand, this is what size
could be flat. It all depends look here, G. It all depends on which way is the egg laying, horizontal or vertical.
Okay, and this is what scientists say, how you can tell the earth is round. They say you can go onto a beach, and you can see a boat go out, and when it leaves your eyesight, it's because it's going over a curve. That's how the scientists say you can tell that the earth is round, because you can see a boat from the shoreline, and they go out, and you can't see it no more, and the reason you can't see it no more is because it's going over a curve. However, people have taken binoculars and a Nikon 900 cameras and let the boat go out. And then they zoom in and they come back. And then they go out again. They zoom it in 25. They zoom it in 50, 75, and 100 till they can't see the boat no more. So it's not because the earth is round that you can't see the boat. It's because you can't see that far.
That's what Dr. Phil Valentine said. No matter how long, we're never gonna see the curve. Everything gonna be straight and forward. Everything gonna be straight across.
And think about this.
The only thing is, for me, honestly, is the horizon. You know, cause
what about the horizon?
See, like, well,
The horizon is, that's why they call it horizon. It's horizontal. That's why I call it horizon. It's horizontal. It's not a call of horizon.
Well,
it's called a horizon.
What I'm saying is that I'm from the country, so I'm not talking about water. It would be like land and clouds and sky or whatever. And we used to always run and try to run, like to get to it. And we never got to it. And the clouds were big as hell in the country.
Exactly. You'll never get to it. And let me ask you this: when you was in school, did they teach you from the globe, or did they pull down that flat map and teach you from the flat map?
Both.
No, they didn't. They said, "Come over here and point out where Africa is on the globe. Point it out."
Well,
but
when
they talk to them, when they talk to
in the globe.
Yeah, that, me too. But they'll just say, "Come up here and point out Africa. Come on, point out India on the globe." But then they pull out that flat map from the front of the chalkboard. And news use flat maps. They don't use a globe. News use flat maps. Right?
I don't know about the news, but see,
you never seen no globe on the news. You never seen no globe on the news.
Because it was one of my teachers used to be a flight attendant. So she was telling me about London. Like, if you stayed in London, if you go in London, from over here, you would fly this way. But if you're going from London, from this place, it would take a whole way, a day this way, or you could fly this way, and, it'll take 12 hours.
And
so,
if the earth is spinning, why can't we just go up in the air and hover and wait for the space to come under us and come down? If the earth is spinning, why we just can't go up in the air and just rotate and just hover there and wait till the earth spin around us and leave and then come down? If the earth is spinning, right? We should be able to go up, float up in the air for 8 hours, and if they take an 8-hour flight from get them here to where, just float up in the air for 8 hours and let the earth rotate around us and then come down, right?
Well, you know we're spinning. I don't think gravity works that way.
Yeah, with the grab, I don't think gravity works that way. Because I imagine there's still a certain amount of gravity. But
I know.
What I don't like is that they already messed up the air with that.
It's deep. Do gravity work on everything? Do gravity pull everything down? Do gravity pull everything down to the center of the earth?
Where it don't pull down.
Huh?
What's not pulled down by gravity?
You can think about it, but I can give you a few things, but gravity that's what I'm asking. Do gravity work on everything? Do gravity pull everything down? It's supposed to, right?
I don't know. I'm confused.
I know it's a trick question. It's a trick question, but gravity, they say gravity is supposed to pull everything down, but gravity don't work on everything. Gravity don't work on helium balloons.
It don't work on everything. You're right. It don't work on everything.
So if some don't work, it's broke, right? If you get in your car and sometimes you cut it on and sometimes you don't, that motherfucker broke, right? So gravity is broke?
Yeah, I don't know about that because they put gas in that too.
Do we need gravity? Anything that's more dense than the air is going to come down. Anything that's less dense than the air is going to float. That's it. We don't need gravity. You don't feel nothing pulling you down, do you?
I'm the wrong person to ask that because we got to have gravity.
We got to have gravity.
No, you don't.
Because everything is electromagnetic.
That's right.
You got that right.
You got that right. But anything that's more dense in the air is gonna come down. Anything that's less dense in the air is gonna go up. Do you agree with that?
No, cause air come down, just air being pulled down too, cause we got electricity too. I can get shocked in the rain and through the air.
I'm electricity travel through the air. I'm saying anything that's less dense in the air gonna float like a helium balloon. Helium is less dense than the air. That's why balloons.
But it hits the ground sooner or later though.
Now the helium when it pops
the ground.
Or when it's not enough helium.
Everything comes down.
Yeah, eventually, but it's
the
not because of
got
gravity.
To come down. The sun got to come down. Just like the moon went up, it's gonna come back down. Cause the moon
right.
is filling the water.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your pants on, they too big, and you don't put a belt on, what they gonna do?
They gonna fall. Why? Why do your pants fall? Is it because of gravity or because your pants are more dense in the air? Is it because of gravity or because your pants are more dense? If it wasn't no gravity,
you wouldn't need a belt.
No, your pants fall because your pants are more dense in the air. Anything that's more dense in the air is gonna go down. Anything that's less dense gonna float. I.e. clouds. I.e. a helium balloon. I.e. a feather at some point. It's gonna come down, but it's not because gravity. It's because when you throw it up, it's less dense in the air. What about rubber duckies? If you take a rubber ducky all the way down to the bottom of the ocean and let it go, is it gonna stay there or gonna float up? The motherfucker gonna float up. Gravity don't work there.
It's gonna float up because it's filled with air.
No, it's gonna float up because of. What about bubbles from fishes? Do they go down or float up?
Filled with air.
Because they're less dense in the air around.
I'm
proving what I'm saying, that everything that's less dense in the air gonna rise. Anything that's more dense gonna drop. It's not because of gravity, it's because they're more dense in the air around it. Everybody agree with that. I mean, i.e. helium balloons. Helium is less dense than air, that's why it floats.
What about
right?
oil?
And you know it's the actual helium, so that's why I'm not saying much. You know, It's not the helium. Once the helium's gone, it's coming down. You know.
Right, because it's gonna be the same as air. if air is, you know, if air is, if you if you blow up balloons with your air, it's just going to sit on the ground. If you blow it with helium, it's going to float because helium is less dense than the air around it. I mean, that, nobody disagree with that, right? Everybody agree with that, right?
You're right.
So prove gravity. So we don't need gravity if that's the case. Anything that's more dense going to fall. Anything that's less dense going to float. So what do we need gravity for? Ooh, I know, huh? That's
she
the same thing I did when I said
that.
That
we can walk around without sliding off. Regardless,
we
slide around. You need something
we more dense
to
than the air. We're more dense than the air around us, so we're going to automatically be here. And electrostatics, our body's electricity, too. So it's not like
I just don't see it with all the hurricanes and all that stuff. I see getting blown right the hell off of here. Without
The wind will twist your ass up.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying everybody is a spiral.
The wind will twist your ass up, but gravity ain't going to bring you back down. The only thing that's going to bring you down is that motherfucker stop. Gravity ain't going to pull you down is because if you was a helium balloon and you went into the hurricane, you would just go up, right? You just keep going up, no matter if the hurricane stopped or not. But your ass is going to fall because you more dense than the air around it, right?
I guess so.
I mean, when I heard all this stuff, I've been in this stuff like about 7 years. When I heard the guy saying all this stuff and all the rebuttals, you can't believe the rebuttals that the scientists, even scientists, say. You like, what? Is that the scientific answer for that? And the other guy be like, this is simple, 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 simple. But scientists make it hard. Oh, gravity and the radius and math and all this bullshit. You can make math say anything you want to.
The only thing, I mean, shit, the moon should look half or it should look flat or whatever. It should look like that at the same time that the moon does.
Right, so why is it sometimes a crescent moon? If the moon is solid rock, why sometimes you look at the moon and don't be on the moon all the way? It'd be like half a moon if it's solid rock.
Well, so they say it's because of the eternity. But if you look at some of them pictures, even though they edit for color, all of those pictures don't show a whole Earth. They show pictures of an Earth or half of Earth looking. So it might look flat to some people or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, but the moon looks like that too. It should look like whatever the moon looked like. That's all I was thinking, and the sun is the biggest one.
Well,
so,
the moon,
and we the
moon is part
so.
Of the Earth.
Huh?
The moon is part of the Earth. The moon, the gap in the Pacific, that big explosion they had when the Earth was when it was all one, they had an explosion, a meteor hit it. Some said, man. Did it, but it was an explosion on the West Coast, the Pacific. And the Pacific, it used to be a hole there where the Pacific Ocean is. Where that hole is up above your head called the moon. The moon is part of the Earth. That's why the moon controls the tide.
Oh, you was looking at the scientists when they say in the beginning it smashed into the Earth and made the moon. I know what you're talking about.
But the moon.
I know exactly.
Well, they said that they got so many stories of the explosion.
I heard that.
Some say there was a war. It's in the Bible. It was a nuclear war. Man had nuclear weapons way back then to try to feed himself. And they had a nuclear war, and the man tried to blow up the Earth. What God created, and God had to show him a sign. You might can blow up, but you can't blow up the Earth. So that moon, which is a satellite, uses the sun to shine all over the Earth day or night, is an example of God's creation, just like the eclipse. No man can do that. Not even a big fog cloud. To do that was all God. So that's what the moon is a representation of the explosion. So that's why the moon controls the tides, because it's part of Earth.
Well, not really.
All I know is every time there's something going on with an eclipse, the weather do some crazy shit.
I am telling you, the moon is part of the West Coast. I know you from the West Coast. Y'all don't want to hear it. That moon is from the West Side.
They already proved that the moon don't control the tides. They proved the moon don't control the tides already. They proved that wrong already.
What control it be in?
Huh?
What control the tides?
The weather?
Y'all thinking the world flat. It's over, bro. I know.
But the Bible said Earth is flat.
Christopher, that's another Christopher Columbus toy. Y'all get out the Christopher Columbus toy.
The Bible said Earth is flat. The Bible said Earth is flat.
You mentioned no theories or nothing. I'm just saying it's something with the weather because, okay? I'm from the South, okay? So when the hot and the cold meet, something is going to happen. And especially when the water is warm. This time of year, the water is warm. You feel me? So when it was warm, it was cold. It was a lot of clouds. It was really cloudy. It was cold as hell. It wasn't what it was supposed to be. And then the map, and they started forming. They started doing their little circle thing. And I said, I told y'all last night. I said, it's going to be some shit. I know it's going to be something.
You see, some stuff we know just because we pay attention, and other stuff scientists say we just believe them because they're scientists. But if you go out and do your own research, I mean, on your own experience, like CP just said, that this has been for generations, so we already know the weather changed. The weather has something to do with it, not the moon. So, I mean, it's just like we know that, but if scientists come and say,
Does the moon have water?
The moon is not solid.
No.
Does the moon have water?
No.
Everything needs water, right? Everything needs water, right or wrong?
Not the sun, right?
Everything needs water.
Not the sun.
Everything needs water.
Not the sun.
Everything needs why the sun don't need water? Why the sun don't need water? How do you think fire start? How you think
not
fire
from water?
Start?
Not from water.
Fire start from water.
How?
How does fire
tell
start?
Me how fire? How tell me how fire start from water?
How do fire start? I'm gonna tell you. You tell me how fire start. How fire start?
You
most
said fire
start
from water.
Friction. Most fire start from what? Friction.
Right. So you can start a fire in the ocean.
Yeah. Just like they wailed underwater. They wailed underwater. What are you saying? They wailed underwater.
They're not making fire.
They wailed underwater.
It's coming from something that's already producing fire. It's coming from something that's producing
fire.
Fire
needs water. You can put it out and it'll start it.
You said fire needs water, right?
What you think is gasoline? What you think is gasoline?
So how you strike a mass light your stove if it need water?
Because it's liquid. Gas is liquid.
No, I said you take a match. Take a match and strike it on the side of the box. You strike a match on the side of the box.
Is gas not a liquid? Is gas not
what?
A liquid?
No,
is gas
is not a
liquid?
Liquid. No.
What is it?
A gas.
Mhm.
Yeah, liquid is not gas.
How does gas travel? Through the air and water. Because it's a liquid. Oxygen is liquid.
Air is gas.
How do fire breathe? Fire breathe through oxygen. Oxygen is water. Come H2O. On, man. Break this shit down. Don't get me in it. Come on, go with it.
It's not just one thing. You combine the things together to make you combine the things together to make a molecule.
That's what you said. I didn't say that. I said you said the sun can put out water. The sun need water. Everything need water.
You said that.
Everything needs water.
Okay.
You said the sun don't. And I'm showing you how the sun works. What the sun made out of?
Plasma.
No, like that's what scientists say. So you talk with the scientists say. Slam ain't no goddamn plasma.
Well, the scientists say the moon is plasma. So I don't know how they know that. It's not like they've been.
It's the earth. The moon is trying to pull water because it needs water. Everything needs water, just like a plant. You plant something at the river. Goddamn me, the vine of that plant gonna try to get to that water stream some kind
of
way.
The roots. So you say it's water on the moon?
Because
it's water on the moon.
Water.
You say it's water on the moon?
There's none. It's all been dropped on the earth.
So it's water on the moon? It's water on the moon?
There was water on the moon because it comes from the West Coast. And where the Philippine Islands, all that shit, that's part of the earth. That's the earth.
Right.
That's the crater in the earth. It's covered with water. That
right,
happened during the big flood. That's
right,
when they were trying to kill the Anunnaki. the giants, all that shit, the earth was flooded. That big
really?
Hole.
Ain't no proof of that.
Yeah.
Ain't no evidence of that ever.
Why there ain't no proof?
Ain't no
proof
scientific.
Of flood?
No scientific proof ever. It was a flood.
The
only
Grand Canyon,
little.
The Grand Canyon didn't hold water.
No, it's
no one
knows
flows in the Grand Canyon either.
It's no scientific evidence proving that it was a flood anywhere on the earth.
Oh, that's what the scientists say, right?
All of them.
They must be trying to cover something up now.
They said it's no scientific proof that it was ever no biblical flood.
What?
I didn't say it. I mean these are scholars, these are Bible scholars that's telling you this. Because
I like these conversations, cuz.
Well, don't feel bad. Nobody's around, so they don't know either. It's speculation. Everything's opinionated because if you weren't there, you don't know if it happened or not.
And that's what people say to the scientists. How you know you weren't there? And they say, well, we have evidence that build up. This happened. They let the evidence out so you can see it and
let
make up your own mind.
We can show you that the moon is part of the West Coast. We ain't got but 3 minutes. But come on, we come on tomorrow night, and I got a book right here going to tell you everything.
Please, I want to hear everything you have.
Yeah, but who wrote the book is the question.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna believe it's people that live under us that live like Spider-Man relative to us. And if waterfalls down at the bottom, then waterfalls will have to flow upwards compared to where we are.
Well, you know,
water flows up.
The Nile River flows upstream. That's the only river that flows upstream. Now the river and Michigan flow upstream.
Not upstream. I'm saying waterfalls will have to flow to where we are because we upside down compared relative to them. So it would have to. How crazy would that look? You see down and you see water coming towards your face, like somebody drinking water. That's never happened, right? Water always finds its level. Water don't curve. Water always finds its level.
Y'all eat y'all some shrooms. Y'all come on in tomorrow night. Y'all eat y'all some shrooms. Y'all on this shroom talk. Make sure you eat a couple of shrooms tomorrow night before you get over there.
But you had a level, you got a leveler, right? And it had that water inside of it.
Yeah.
Water always finds its level. Water don't bend. It's impossible for water to bend, so the earth can't be round. Water don't bend.
That's slam dunk right there.
Water don't bend. Did you know?
Right.
Did you hear me? The earth, where the ocean is a crater. It's a crater. It's unlevel ground where the water's holding. Just like
so
the desert used to be an ocean. The water's been changed over 3 or 4 times. Where Atlantic is used to be dry land.
Right, so you saying water bends?
Pacific Air used to be dry land. Yeah, it was dry land.
Water bends.
That's why water's over here and the desert's over there now.
So
the desert used to be gravitation.
If you can show me any demonstration of water bending to conform to its shape, or do water keep its level?
Everything is, like Bruce Lee said, everything is liquid. That's what I'm trying to tell you about fire. Fire needs water. The sun needs water. Everything needs water.
Okay.
We would be statues. We would be solid. Everything has water. Everything.
Okay.
Or we would be solid. Come on, man. You talking about big studying this. Everything needs water.
So you said it's water on the phone.
Drunk needs alcohol.
So you said
everything.
You said it's water in the sun.
There's water in the sun. Everything is liquid.
Okay. Let's see how many people agree with you that it's water in the sun.
It's water in the sun, bro.
When you cut your stove on and you cut the fire on,
it's
water in
it? It's some goddamn water up there. It might be hot and boiling like a motherfucker. There's some water up there.
So when I cut my stove on, the fire come up because of water?
Lava is a form of water. Lava is a form of water. Just like we just told you. After volcanoes, that it comes from underwater.
What is volcano? What is lava?
The core of the earth.
Lava is liquid rock.
Lava is molten rock. It's rock that's been heated.
Molten rock is heated up.
Yeah, but it's not water.
It's got to be liquefied. When it gets heated up, it's liquefied.
But it's not water. It's not water, though.
It is water.
Try to drink it.
Water is liquid. Anything liquid is water. Blood, everything is water. Sweat, moisture, fog, clouds are all water. Everything is water.
Who says that? Where'd you learn that from?
Everything is water.
I know. Where'd you learn that from?
It's the elements in space. Jupiter, Mars, everything got to have water, man.
Is Jupiter, Mars a planet?
Everything.
Are they solid planets? Are they gas stars?
All I know is Earth, Wind, and Fire, 1972.
The moon landing was fake. They never went to the moon. That's all fake. The moon landing is fake. All the pictures you see from Earth is all CGI fake pictures, and even NASA admit that. It's no real